Jason says, Merry Christmas to one and all. So do I. The Jerry Bader Show, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Very nice, Jason, very nice. All right, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. By the way, that's Mannheim Steamroller, if you didn't know that. Just shared a piece from not a well-known national talk show host. Basically, he makes this case. Stephen Deese, I believe is how he pronounces, Steve Deese, how he pronounces his last name. Talking about the Duck Dynasty, the entire debate there, and the suspension of Phil Robertson. And he says, look, here's what this illustrates, that there can't be people on the sidelines in the culture wars anymore. If you're a person of faith and your attitude has always been, well, if I don't care if they sin, but I'm going to continue to believe what I believe, that it's wrong. And he points to those of the libertarian streak, which I have. He said, you can't do that anymore. So what the Phil Robertson episode points out is everybody's going to be silenced. That you have to speak out that homosexuality is wrong. I'm one of the people who are conflicted on this. I think homosexuality is a sin. There are a lot of sins. But I want to address why is Phil Robertson being called hateful and homophobic? What did he say? The biggest one probably is that he compared homosexuality with bestiality. I do not. I recognize they're both sins. I actually don't think all sins are created equal. Two, and this has got a lot of focus too, and I'm just going to say it. He can't understand how a man would find another man's anus more attractive than a woman's vagina. No straight man can. Here's an angle, and he gets into this a little bit in his piece. Here's an angle that no one else is touching on. You don't think A&E knew who he was? You don't think A&E knew what he believed before this came out? Of course they did. They made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of what is one of the most popular shows on cable TV. Robertson's enormously popular. And it's interesting, you know damn well that they knew what he believed. And by the way, it's going to be interesting because a lot of the new season is already taped. He's in it, and the family is standing by him. So are they going to suspend all of them? How does that work? Or are they going to just allow their hypocrisy to be out there and not suspend them when they're standing by his statements? I'm not going to say I agree with everything he said. I shouldn't have to. Nobody should have to. And if you want to think he's an ignorant hillbilly, don't watch the damn show. A&E are just absolute hypocrites here. They knew what his belief system is. They knew he was a Christian. None of this is a surprise to them. They're just upset that he opened his mouth in public. So boom, he's gone. And Deese makes another great point. This is an interesting point in the culture wars where a guy who's made them millions of dollars, they're ready to throw overboard that quickly. That is an interesting development. As for his notion that you can't be on the sidelines in the culture war anymore, here's what I would say. We can't be on the sidelines in not defending people having a right to free speech. And I brought this up with Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin said really offensive things about gay people. Far more offensive. I don't know that I can disagree with what Robertson says without being offended by it. Alec Baldwin did say offensive things. He was fired. Martin Bashir, and no one will on the left will admit this, Martin Bashir advocated defecating in Sarah Palin's mouth. And they waited weeks before he allegedly quit. He was fired. Alec Baldwin didn't say his on the air. When it comes to homosexuality, and by the way, this is why this is bigger than just this topic. This is also happening with global warming. The LA Times, Reddit, and other sites are banning commenters who don't believe in global warming. Are you aware of that? This is a much bigger issue than homosexuality and even Christianity. Another piece, in fact, my wife sent me this piece from a pastor who says, Phil Robertson and the Pope believe the same thing about homosexuality. One is Times Person of the Year. The other is suspended. People should... The First Amendment does protect offensive speech. Now, I know that A&E is not the government. I get that. They have every right. They have every right to do this. But Deese's point is well taken. The people do need to start speaking up. Even people who disagree with some or all of what Phil Robertson said and said, but really it's just his belief system. I don't consider it hate speech. He didn't advocate killing homosexuals. He didn't advocate any type of practice. He just said what he felt about homosexuality. I do think you should be able to do that in this country. Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Thanks for taking my call. People need to read. Comprehension seems to be a loss in society. He was asked, what is sin? And he listed in that context
yes.
that he first referred. He did not compare homosexuality
yeah.
to bestiality. He's comparing homosexuality to a woman that sleeps around, or a man who cheats on his wife, or stealing, or drinking, or whatever. It's a catch-all of what is sin. So someone who drinks too much, or gambles too much, or cheats on his wife is sinning and is no better than what he considers homosexuality be a sin. So it's like there's no degrees. There's no you have more penance or you're more evil if you do this or do that. He did not compare.
Okay, I'm going to slightly disagree with you on that. I mean, Jeff, I read it. I'm going to slightly disagree with you on that. He said it starts with this and it goes to that. The other sins he did separate, he did tend to group those. Reasonable people can disagree. I can see where some people are saying he comparing them. I don't want to get bogged down on that, though, Jeff. I think that's a mistake. Whatever he said, he has a right to say it. All right, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. To Brad on the road. Brad, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I think the thing that's left out of this big argument that everybody's having is he's an ordained minister. My wife has read his book. We actually love the show, Duck Dynasty. I think it's pretty funny. But as an ordained minister, he pretty much said what he should say. He just calls a spade a spade. He was quoting scripture. Granted, he didn't quote it perfectly, but he wasn't standing there with an open Bible. He was doing an interview, and he quoted it fairly adequately.
Well, that was Steve Deese's point. And I think this goes beyond the Bible, Brad. This is my point. If you publicly announce belief systems from the Bible, you risk your livelihood today. It's amazing to me that we have reached that point. I don't agree with the way he worded everything, but essentially what he's saying is homosexuality, according to the Bible, is a sin. And for that, he has to be banished from polite society. And I'm going to keep expressing this, Brad, and thanks a lot for the call. They knew two things. They knew what he was. They knew what he believed. They took the millions of dollars. They knew that. Further, this is not just about religion and homosexuality. You have this entire re-education process going on and the things liberals don't think you should believe. In my personal opinion, the story that the LA Times, Reddit, and other major websites are now banning comments from people who do not believe in global warming is actually a bigger example of this re-education that the left is trying to perpetrate on the country. Before we take some more calls here, Jason, I want to read Steve's email. A&E may have done us all the largest of favors. This is such a clean illustration of conviction to a belief, lifestyle, and the politics of activism. Logical people, even gay people, who value logic and fairness over politics, will see the evil of political correctness in this case. You would hope so, because what Steve's talking about is this can be turned on any belief. And that's why I'm trying to take this beyond Robertson, Christianity, and homosexuality. This demonization of holding any belief can spread. Global warming. Any other disputed belief system. No, you actually have to believe this or you're gone. And this is growing more insidiously around the country. To Gary D. and Pulaski. Gary, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too, my friend. And I'm so glad when people say Merry Christmas. You know Gary, so you know why I say that. And I was hoping this wasn't a thought police station. I was hoping that I could speak my mind and I could think what I wanted to think. You missed a couple of those, creationism versus revolution as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I hate to have it. But this is what this comes down to. They are the thought police. If you think wrong, something's wrong with you, Jerry. Something's wrong, man.
And the email that I just read, Gary, I think it's a good point. I don't know if Steve is right about that, but whatever your belief system is, you should realize that any gun can be turned on you.
Exactly, exactly. And not only can be, sooner or later,
will
be. That will be, Jerry. It will be.
That is exactly right. Gary, listen, thanks for the call. And again, you have a very Merry Christmas. John, in Stevens Point. John, go ahead.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas, John.
As a classical liberal, I really don't have an issue with what the guy said. I mean, I don't agree with him, but, you know, that's his belief, and I don't see why there's an issue with it.
Well, okay, define for the listener what you mean when you describe yourself as a classic liberal.
I guess in the easiest way to determine it would be like a Kennedy liberal.
Okay. Yeah. So you consider yourself left of center. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
He has his own beliefs. I have my own beliefs. I'm not pushing them on anybody. He's not pushing them on anybody. He was asked a question. He stated what his answer was. I don't have an issue with that.
Sadly, John, you are a small, 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 small minority of the people left of center. Thanks for the call. Chris on a cell. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. This also, you know, you hear like Melissa Harris Perry saying Obamacare is, when you say that word, you're a racist. It really spreads, you know, this whole government, it's been about if you challenge Obama on anything, you're a racist. And so you have to correct your speech so that you can't criticize anything that they do.
Yeah, and I bet you heard this, Chris, and I never got a chance to talk of this. Melissa Harris Perry of MSNBC saying Obamacare is the same as the N-word?
Yes.
Oh, for the love of... And at first you want to laugh that... And this is the mistake that we've made, Chris. We laugh that kind of nonsense off. While we were doing that, it has taken over. That thanks a lot for the call. That type of, no, you really can't think this way. You can't believe that way. A&E has every right to fire whoever they want or suspend whoever they want. They make millions and millions of dollars off this guy. They know exactly what he is. What a bunch of hypocrites. It's 9:50.
He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The Jerry Bader Show.